So Ross, you've come in as the new ladies manager. First game, 3-0 win. Couldn't have been a better start really for you.
No, it was good. I always find with games in the County Cup against teams that are a couple of leagues lower than you, it's a, you know, they're no win games. You know, if you win, you're expected to win, and if you lose, it's like, you know, what's gone on there. We knew yesterday we had to match their endeavour, match their work rate, and credit to Stourbridge, they come and they got amongst us. You know, it was a physical battle, but they tried to play as well. So again, I don't want it to seem like, you know, we played all the football, and they actually played some good stuff when it was 11v11. Sending off after, I think it was about 25 minutes or something like that, kind of that massively swung the game in our favour. It killed the momentum. I think the game had stopped for about five, six minutes, just trying to get everything sorted. And like you said, the girls responded, and I felt first half we missed the penalty, and it was almost like we were trying too hard to score. So just said to them at half time, just relax, you know, if it takes till the 95th minute, you know, we just win the game. And second half, we come out of it, you know, once we got the goal, I think we got the other two quite quickly thereafter, and we managed the game really well. It gave me a good chance to look at everybody as well, and you know, pleasing thing for me, I think we finished the game with a 16-year-old on the pitch who's coming through our junior section, and she did well when she came on. So again, yeah, massive positive, but most important thing yesterday was getting the result and getting through to the next round.
And in what's been a difficult start to the season, you now coming in, is this sort of result something you can really build upon and take into the league next week?
Yeah, because, you know, I think the girls never had, I think yesterday was the second week. It'd been 2 weeks since they'd had their last game. Obviously, everything had happened with myself coming in and also Sarah leaving. So again, it was just a case of yesterday, let's just go and play a game of football. Next week, we've got a real massive game in terms of the league. You know, we go to Steel City, who are one place directly above us. And obviously the situation we find ourselves in, you know, it's another good chance to try and go and get a result to improve where we are in the league. So, yeah, like I said, I said to the girls yesterday, enjoy it, you know, but let's not get carried away. It's important now that we build on it rather than thinking we've cracked it, because, you know, I've had two training sessions. Yesterday was the first time I'd actually met probably five or six of the girls due to unavailability. So, again, yesterday was good because it's given, whilst we got the result, it's also given me a lot to take away to go and work on and, you know, start developing as well.
And just on the initial first impressions, is this a squad that can start winning football matches under your stewardship?
I hope so. I really do hope so. One thing I can't question that they've given me in two training sessions in their first game, I can't question their work rate or their commitment. We've maintained good numbers. And again, like you said, you know, people talk about it's not been a great start and this, that and the other. I just want to, you know, I do reference point a lot with the girls to the men's team. And if you look at 12 months ago, you know, when, you know, De Gaffer and Mark Yates and everybody come in, everybody thought Solihull were going down. And look at what they went on to achieve, not just last season, but this season. So for me, why can't we do something similar? You know, we're 8 points off it at the minute. I think with 12 games to go or something like that. Why can't we all of a sudden look and go, do you know what, there's a real opportunity for us to get out of this. But again, that's what makes Sunday coming such a massive game, because, you know, if you can go up there and get a result, then again, it gets you up and running in the league, and that's the most important. But like I said, the girls that are with me so far, attitude and application has been spot on. So as long as that continues, you know, we'll have a right good go.
And just in terms of yourself coming in as your overall development manager role, what was the key for that, you coming in?
I've worked at the club before, so I was here I think 3 seasons ago, and I just started to do something very similar, albeit with the men's team. I think where this club's going, and like I said, coming back to the club in July to where we're at now in November, the changes have been unrecognisable, and it's only going to keep going in one direction. So again, that was a massive pull in terms of, you know, what does the club look like, where does the club want to go, not just on the pitch but off the pitch. And like you said, in terms of the role that they've asked me to do, it's exciting, because at the minute you know, certain parts of the role aren't there at the moment, so you're almost starting everything from scratch, which again, I look upon that as a great challenge rather than daunting. So yeah, I think there's lots of good people in and around the club, on and off the pitch, so again, to be part of that, it's exciting.